You're saying that as the Majis or Bhav Tarapmiya with Radharani, what was her mood and Bhav and feelings and sentiments, should the disciples be one with the Majri Bhava, the Guru? The Guru and Siddha Sarup, is that what you're saying?
The one with mind, yes, and Bhav with Gurudev.
Okay, it's one with Gurudev. Generally, what I've heard from sadhus, and what I read also, is that disciples should, in other words, why is a particular disciple attracted to a particular guru to begin with? Right, Sean, come in. A disciple is attracted to a particular guru, right, Sean? You sit anywhere you like. Why a disciple is attracted to and takes diksha from a particular guru is for different reasons. One is for the intellectual nourishment and knowledge that the disciple received from the guru. And one is to receive the bhav and the feelings of bhakti that the guru has in his or her heart. And another is the disciple may identify with a particular mission, what we call mission of the guru. So there are certain levels of identifying, because when you talk about oneness, oneness means that oneness of knowledge, oneness of heart, and oneness of purpose. Purpose means mission. In other words, what's this guru all about? They analyze, what is this guru all about? What is this guru representing? So every guru you see, you look around now at different gurus, what are they representing? They're representing is a certain parivar or a certain conception. Let's just say we're all Gaudi Vaishnava gurus. They're all representing Radha Krishna and Gaurinitai Panchatava and Radha Krishna worship and the goal of Goloka Vrindavan and attaining Siddhadeya and some Braj Stairati, Sekirati Vatsairati or Vajrirati. Primarily, Gaudi Vaishnava is a Madhurya Rati Sampradaya, which means worshiping Radha Krishna, amorous love, like gopis and Radharani. That's the main emphasis of the six Goswamis, and Lord Chaitanya himself came to give this secret way of worship Radha Krishna and Rajabhav, like Radharani and the gopis. Raghunuga Bhakti is called Gopi Bhav. So, the answer is yes. That's why you join a particular guru, because you already have a oneness. So I like him, I like this lady guru or man guru for these different reasons. Their knowledge, their bhav, and their purpose, their mission. So some gurus represent prachar. They're really into prachar and book distribution or whatever, so I guess kind of type gurus. Some are like that. So you can understand that if you're into preaching and into book distribution, that this guru, you'll be identified well with his mission. Well, that's good. Now if the guru matches your need for a certain degree of intellectual satisfaction and knowledge of bhakti tattva, and he has a certain bhava that you like and emotion, and a certain stairati which is known, you know what a stairati is, which matches your stairati. By stairati, I mean permanent mood of loving Krishna. Loving Krishna like a gopi, loving Krishna like a wife, loving Krishna like a mother and father, loving Krishna like a friend. That's what means stairati. Stairati means fixed, stai, unchangeable, permanent mood of loving bondage and connection with Krishna and service to Krishna. So, if all these match, then you take diksha from that guru and you start distributing books and you associate, you pick up his bhav and you pick up everything from the guru, because it comes by mantra, comes by mercy, comes by teaching. Because basically, there's analogies also in Brahma Sutra and other places that the jiva is like a crystal. Crystal has no stairati, has no individual rasa, no individual sambandha with Bhagavan. He's a chit kana. He's a particle of consciousness. Jiva is consciousness and particle of consciousness, like a crystal, has no color. It's crystal. When you put it next to a colored object, it takes that color. So whatever color the guru is, that's what color you're going to become. So the guru is in Madhurirati, the color of Madhurirati, by the way, Sringarati, what is color of Sringarati? These colors were given in Shetya Dharpan, which is a book on poetics by Vishnu Kaviraj, who lived in the 13th century, 700 years ago. And this book is the basis for Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjvalamani, and other books, and it's also Bharamuni's Natya Shastra. So, what is the color of Sringarati? It's also explained in Nectar of the Ocean, the color of the different rasas.
Green?
Black or red?
Sham! Dark blue is the color of Sringarati. Because Sringarati Murtiman.
Krishna.
Krishna means dark blue. Shama means dark blue. Sringarati is Mother Rati Amrish Love is dark blue. Because why? Because Sringarati is most enjoyed at midnight. Midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, dead of night, black night, not sunshine afternoon. Sunshine afternoon is for jockeying, holy, gambling, dice playing, but nighttime is for romance. I declare. The official decree. For those who are romancing. We're Brahmins, aren't we? Brahmins reading. The way to go, Shanti. No judgment. Just eat some muesli and some cheese and be happy. It's a protein drink too, don't forget. So what's happening to you? You dress so fancy, I don't dress fancy. You're not becoming one with the girl. She wear white. Well, where's that girl? She's one with the girl. She's Matsuri with the girl. She wears white inside, outside, every side. Back side, front side, top side, bottom side. She's whitewashed in and out. She came out of the womb whitewashed. You came out golden. Got a gold paint job. Because we're attracted to Bhav, we're attracted to wisdom, and we're attracted to the gold. Like, what's your goal in life? Like some people ask me, they say, I'm looking for a guru. I said, that's good. Keep looking. The door is there. The front door is there. Here's some offers. See you. Good luck. When people come to me looking for a guru, I say, I pray to her, and she bless you with a guru. I really do. I said, well, somebody sent me to you and said you're a guru. Bad press, bad publicity, wrong information. Now, when somebody says they're looking for a guru, I say, what is your goal in life? What's your priority? What do you want to achieve? Well, you should find a guru that represents what you want to attain. He maybe has attained it, maybe he's a sinner, most likely he's not. But if you just sit well and good, that's all the better. But you first define your goal and say, does this guru represent the goal? Is it clear what goal this guru represents? Or is my goal, maybe he has my goal, but it's very secret. He keeps his bhajan ultra locked up. You know, he doesn't talk about his ishtadevata. He doesn't talk about his cherished Abhishta. It's called Abhishta, your cherished desire. And some people, it's obvious what they're into. So you have to define what your objective is and find someone that will fulfill that objective, and then the oneness automatically develops. You take Diksha, you're on the, you lost your individuality, you're finished. You're going to become like the Guru. If the Guru is a dusty Rani, sorry, very sorry. You're doomed. You're going to become a dusty Rani. It's not too late to fall out. Pull up your anchors, set your sails, go north. That's on the high end. That's the very first class, highly evolved devotee, disciple that's about to help me with a guru. It's very rare to find. First of all, Bhavuka Shishya are very rare. Bhavuka Shishya means Shishya that have sentiments, Shishya that have feelings are very rare. I remember one big guy came, I was like this gentleman here. Big man, a healthy big man. And I asked him, once of this gentleman, I said, what is your goal in life? The big guy is like 2 meters, this much, maybe like his body. He's like way up there. I said, what's your goal? He said, I want to be a mantri. I said, what? I said, wow. I said, okay, you can't judge a book by its cover, you know. I thought he wanted to be a quarterback or a tackle in a football team, or a bodyguard for a prime minister. I said, you don't want to be a 12-year-old girl? Yes. I said, okay, sit down. So metamorphosis, a giant to little dainty, little shy girl. I got a letter from a disciple, and a lady disciple. And in a letter, she used the word shy. I've been pondering that word for 2 or 3 days since I got that letter. I said, this is a woman, it's 2024, and she's using the word shy. Shy means vajra. One of Rārāṇī's qualities is she's Lajeshri. She's the queen of shyness. She's the empress of shyness, bashful of shyness. I was thinking, how strange. And I started to meditate on this quality of shyness. I realized that me and shyness are like light years apart. And I started thinking about women as individuals, you know, when I made these classes, female qualities in Krishna brain and stuff. I've been thinking a lot about these feminine qualities of submission, service, affection, and different things that represented traditionally by old-fashioned women as a quality, which men are proud, not humble, and they're aggressive, they like to be served, they don't like to serve. So there's quite differences. But Bhakti Bhajan, these feminine qualities are good. Humility, submission, surrender, service. So I started thinking about shyness, and that's just an important quality. This is a special quality. I started thinking of the different lady disciples I have, how they represent this quality of shyness. I try to understand, what does it mean to feel shy? Because they say you should put yourself in someone else's shoes. Try to put yourself in someone else's shoes, understand how they feel, how they think, and then you can advance in your relationship and understanding of people. So I'm working on this one now. The shyness of woman. It's really giving me a headache, you know. Try to think what this means, how this feels, what this quality means, has some idea what it means, how does it feel, how do you think like shy, and feel like shy. Act like shy. How do I figure it out? Because mantris are shy. Rārāṇī's shy. So I want to be Bhavatamiya as Rārāṇī's shyness. I'd have to know everything about shyness. So I guess when you get a female form, you get the idea. But I don't want to wait that long. So I don't want to become more boxed up in my Manjari through. This is a side point. It's interesting to think about. That's why Prabhupada in the beginning days, when he had, only had a few, had like one or two, mostly had men disciples, had Jarani and Janavi or Jamona. At tourists, we didn't have many lady disciples in Second Avenue in the beginning. It was like two or three, about 10 or 15 guys. Then, so at that time he said to encourage ladies, he said, actually, you ladies have an advantage in bhakti because of your gentle hearts, your soft hearts. It'll be easier for you to love Krishna than the men.